Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The score! Yeah, man, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
Charles! Charles! This is Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food. Thanks to everybody who hung with this one. A lot of funny texts today, a lot of funny comments on Twitch. Patrick Manley joined us. Thanks to Patrick Manley. Adam Amin joined us. And Josh Giddy, by the way. Thanks to our producers, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis. And about that, Josh Giddy, I think you can see him in action tomorrow.
Yeah, the Bulls regular season begins tomorrow night at United Center. Spiegel and Holmes will be live from 2 to 6 at the UC. They'll
right.
be joined by Archers, Connor Chauvis at 3, and Horace Grant at 5:25. Then Chuck Swirsky, Bill Winnington bring you the action of the Bulls versus the Pistons. Pregame at 6:45. Tip-off at 7 on the Score and the Bulls Radio Network.
So jealous.
Yeah.
Horace Grant.
Dude, Ho Grant.
On the show,
we were
man.
Just talking about the 90s Bulls and the merging of NBC and local Bulls fandom for a young Anthony Heron as NBC returns tonight. I'm really interested in our chance to get to talk to Arturis Karnishevas. You know, that's a dude who has underwhelmed Bulls fans for a couple of years now, or several years now, and we've got an opportunity to talk to him. I'm looking forward to it.
Can you ask him a question for me?
Please, because I'm workshopping questions with our guy, Cody Westerlund. I'm getting ready for it.
How do you justify, in the situation that you're in, passing up an unprotected lottery pick from the New Orleans Pelicans, instead taking a guy who's clearly going to be a project going forward in Noah Esenge? That's what the Pelicans said. They offered it to everyone behind them, and the Bulls are one of those teams before making the trade that eventually brought Derek Queen to New Orleans.
I will ask him as clean as I can, because he's good at evading if you give him too much space.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, like, can you confirm that you are among the teams that was offered an unprotected lottery pick?
Yeah, from the Pelicans.
From the Pelicans.
The Pelicans, they could be very bad next year.
Uh-huh. All right, so you got it. Noted. Noted, Marshall.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate you.
Yes. Was Josh Giddy everything you guys were hoping for?
The better person to ask is Robbie.
Duh. Of course. Josh Giddy's the man.
I heard your moment.
I was a little disappointed he wasn't tighter with Torrey Taylor, and I guess I'm just being a big old American by thinking that all the Australians in town.
They've all met. They're all related.
Yeah. It's a big country. I know the
dreams stay with you there.
Yeah, thank you very much. I know the band Big Country, who sang the song Big Country from the album Big Country.
I know Brian Reeves.
It was actually about Scotland, not Australia, but Australia, big country, tough to figure that.
And to be fair, Groats, they had met, they had like talked, they just hadn't hung out in person.
That's true. They it sounds like they have at the very least, but I thought there would be like a little like, oh yeah, he invited me to do this or go to that. He supported me courtside at a game, but none of that fun stuff. But Josh Giddey was a very good interview. He was very entertaining, very interesting, and boy, is he a lot will be expected of Giddey. So you had all those triple doubles last year. You hit that half court shot. All right, now you got paid. Now you are part of this core. Go out there and lead this team.
What's the difference between Zach LaVine in 2018 signing as an RFA with the Bulls and Josh Giddey in 2025? It feels so similar to me, and the way that ended up being unfulfilling and unrewarding is where I fear that one's going.
Well, let's start with one of those players signed an offer sheet, and one of them did not. So you weren't bidding, you know, outrageously to keep him. Also, this player specifically, his skill set, I feel like, is still emerging, and that there is some improvement defensively that you can look at. Last year, he had his best professional season, and I think Josh Giddey's game translates to today's NBA in the way the pace that they want to play better than even Zach LaVine does, because if you put shooters around him, he's going to get them the ball. Plus, he rebounds at a high level. Josh Giddey does more things offensively.
I'll give you that. I'll give you the rebounding, and I'll give you his eye for passing and his desire to pass.
And he just,
I won't give you the defense.
Well, I'm saying I think he's working on his defense. I think it's a work in progress.
I heard that about Zach for 7 years.
Well, but
they're stylistically different players
exactly.
in general, but I think for where the franchise is at the moment, that ends up mattering too in how we evaluate them, because there'd been some Bulls frustration that built towards Zach getting that max contract. Well, and that was the thing, that term max with quotations and parentheses around it, right. That was off-putting
to
people.
And that's but he earned it, though.
Right.
Like that's and I felt that way the entire time. That was years ago.
Right, when that's 22. And I guess I'm going back to 18 because it feels like, well, I think we should just keep this guy and build around him and see what we got. And it didn't end up leading you many places.
It wasn't that expensive, one. And the other thing I think we need to focus on here is understanding that I don't think the Bulls are under any illusion that this guy is going to be their best player on a championship team. Whereas Zach LaVine, that question, if he continues to develop, maybe he'll be the best player on your championship caliber team. But I don't think anyone is under any illusion. I think he can be an important key part, maybe the third best player. But there's room for other guys to come in, like a Modest Buzelis, and grow into a guy who actually could be the top of the line for your team.
There's a pressure to the development of Zach LaVine that's very different with Josh Giddey, to your point, because everybody was looking towards and pointing towards whether or not Zach, you know, all right, he's on the way to being an Olympic team. He's on the way to being a multi-time All-Star. And whether or not, after seeing what he did in the dunk contest and knowing just the mesmerizing nature of all the skills that he brought to the table, then just the ceiling was so tantalizing with Zach in a way that with Josh Giddey, like, hey, he's got hoops, skill, he's got game, and then the contract right now isn't something that should cash strap the Bulls from being able to do other things for other commodities.
Well, and that's how I feel too, is the above the rim aspect of what LaVine brought, even after having knee injuries. You know, that was the biggest question then at the time was he going to be the person that he was prior? And then obviously we saw that happen twice, you know, where he had to deal with that, and technology helped. But yeah, I see your point. Like, you don't want the same arc to repeat itself in a way that ended the way it did.
Right. The organization doubling down with players who are not star worthy. And Marshall, what you're saying about their clarity that Josh Giddey is not star worthy, I hope that is the case.
Yeah, I think he put up, if you play fantasy basketball, he's the dude you want to have on your team, because he can put up a triple-double every night.
For sure, but this idea that he could be the best player or the second-best player or even the third-best player on a championship team is in question for me.
They've got to figure, the four and the five are taking up a lot of money and a lot of space when it comes to this new apron-filled world in the NBA. And when, you know, you gave $5 million, 90 to Patrick Williams, I know people still think, relatively speaking, that's more team-friendly. But until they figure out what they're doing with Vooch, either the season ends and then they have more flexibility or what, then this is still an open-ended question to me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Segway, I was given an apron for Hanukkah, I believe. It's a lovely apron.
All right.
I never wear it. Just never. Like,
does it have a message on it?
Yeah, it's got a thing. I forget even what it says, but it's like, I don't think to use an apron.
Do you ever spill things on yourself while you're cooking? That's the real question.
Every time.
Well, then use the apron. That's why you were really given the apron.
It's a close saver.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a very big Speaks problem right here. Yeah, like, the apron isn't doing anything wrong. This is really more about you.
Hey, you see how I cut to the chase on that, right?
Yeah. Mark Rohde, do you own an apron, and do you ever put it on?
I do not. I probably could afford to own an apron. So, no, I've never in my life owned an apron. I'll be honest with you. I've never even considered purchasing an apron in my life.
Never even once?
Yeah, never even once. Never even have come close to buying an apron in my life.
We're on Twitch. The four in here, raise your hand if you own an apron. Layla, Marshall owns an apron. Yeah. I like it. Did you buy it for yourself?
Yeah, but it's old too. And I rarely use it because I don't cook much anymore. Like, that's not really a thing I do anymore.
Layla, do you use it?
Yeah, I do. I didn't purchase it, and I use it.
You feel good?
Like making coffee, I like do this whisked coffee thing sometimes, and it is messy, and coffee gets everywhere. So yeah, I need the apron.
I'm a horribly messy chef.
I don't own a cooking apron. I have an apron. It's not for kitchen purposes.
What's it for?
My wife got it for me. It's just, you know. But it's not something that's being used in the kitchen.
Wait, what?
I need to know how it's being used.
Who can't do that?
There's some heavenly bodies? What is this?
There's no kink shaming on the afternoon show.
We've been together a long time, me and the wife, man. We got to keep things cracking.
It's an apron. I've never heard about it.
Sounds like they're really cracking.
Is it leather? Your apron?
No, just standard, you know, cloth sort of apron tech. Very comfy.
Have you ever worn the apron with nothing else?
Is it part of a friend?
That's...
Yeah, I think that's probably...
All right, there
we
go. Good question. Confirmation.
That's the whole point, man.
Is it part of a French
Because the only other
name?
Apron I could think of is like, I'm not going to say tool apron because then...
So
this is amazing.
The apron doesn't require a whole lot of other accoutrement.
Well, no, but I wouldn't think that you.
Who knew the second apron would lead us to this?
That's what they get for using these terms.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, it's really.
I missed the best segment ever, apparently, according to the text.
Oh, no,
line.
No, this is it.
We one-upped it. Up.
Yeah. What was the best segment ever?
What was that one?
It was us getting all of the artists and song lyrics and information surrounding artists completely wrong.
Did you not hear about what happened with Fat Joe? Joe was talking about all the records he's worked on. He's got a podcast with Jadakiss, and they were talking about different songs. So he's talking about Bone Thugs and Harmony and what he did for them. Mm. And so he starts singing some Bone Thugs and Harmony lyrics. And he said, and I miss my Uncle George, y'all.
He said Uncle George. Maybe that was the original lyric.
No, it wasn't. He knew, they immediately called him out as a group.
Uncle Georgia.
And of course,
he mispronounced Charles. That's what that was.
Yes,
the accent.
So it's, and I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. And that just led to a whole snowball of just. Because Grody has lyric issues.
I do, and band pronunciation problems because there's a band.
Yeah, what happened next, Grody? Tell them what happened next.
I was like, I like that one song, Poke It Out by Whale. And they're like, no, it's not Whale, it's Wale.
It's Wale. Yeah, no, I knew that's where you were because somebody texted in. I walked in and read, their song was Hobo Humpin' Slobo Babe. And I'm like, that's that Whale song. Were you guys talking about Whale? The lead singer had braces and she had a lollipop in her hands and was on swings in the video. video, and it was fetching. Not as fetching as picturing Anthony Herron in an apron, still.
I'm just glad there's not a mark on Anthony Herron's face today with that ball he took to the face.
That is a conversation for later. What do you do when your children hurt you? Because Anthony Herron's kid took a basketball shot, in quotation marks, that looked much more like an intentional throw at his father's face.
Was there malice there? Was there malice?
He'll explain later. There
was eye contact beforehand.
He just wanted to see what he could get away with.
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to put anything past an 8-year-old. I don't think so.
It's child abuse.
I don't know.
Yeah. He's abusing
Sounds
you.
Like elder abuse
I was
to me.
Say, yeah, I yeah, think you got it backwards, girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Bishop wouldn't do that. What do you? He just asked for like Paw Patrol and stuff.
Probably wouldn't.
Whoa.
He probably wouldn't.
If you watch the video, you can hear "I'm sorry" before the ball leaves his hands.
Ooh. I watched the video. I did not hear the sound.
Oh yeah,
yeah. If you turn the sound out, like he can see it.
Spiegel conspiracy theory.
And my son, he can see it developing, but it was just sort of a wild moment of him. He's just thinking like, "Oh, I'm just gonna hit a fadeaway," and he's still 8 and uncoordinated. He grabs the ball, immediately turns around, begins to fling it towards the basket. And when we play, I don't like block his shots or steal it or whatever.
I'm
just nearby, to provide a little bit of resistance. Yes, my face got in the way of his excellence. That was the case he probably made later to his mother.
With your face, man, it's like, whew. Yeah. That is some pain that you inflicted. Your nose looks good, though.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Doesn't feel great.
We were worried about Anthony's nose, and we were talking about broken noses, and I had Alex Google Larry Zonka nose.
Oh,
you guys remember the old dolphin Larry Zonka?
Yes.
Who broke his nose, I believe, 7 times or 9 times.
And Mr. Papa Giorgio, if I'm not mistaken, right? Was that Larry Zonka as well?
No, it's Alex.
Was that
Karras?
Alex Karras?
It's Alex Karras.
Okay. How's that snout looking?
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good. It by the end it was just like it was basically, it looked like a banana. Like there was a big old hook in that thing.
Can he blow his nose? Like does it have to like twist through?
It's a circuitous route to be able to get there.
Circuitous route.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Oh, you know what? Zonka was with Mike Adamley on American Gladiators.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mike Adamley on American Gladiators.
One of the best ideas that the Spiegel and Parkins show ever had was the American Gladiators sports bar that we wanted to open, where you could go in there and do some of the American Gladiators stunts while also being at a sports bar. Like, but then we just thought like the vomit cleanup would be so massive.
You did all the steps, because I would totally be in there with
jousting Q-tip thing.
It looked like, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. What else was there even to do?
There was something with an obstacle course where the gladiators would stand from far away and just pelt them with tennis balls.
Yes, the tennis ball guns. Yeah. Those were nice.
I think it was called assault, actually. I think is what that one was called.
Assault.
Because it was assault.
What was the one where you got in like the big ball and you rolled around in the ball?
That was the one thing that looked kind of fun.
It looked awesome. Yeah. Imagine doing that at a sports bar while you're watching a game and pounding beers.
That's where the vomit comes
in. Big waiver.
Yeah, the vomit. That's akin to when you have the electric pony or whatever it's called.
I'll tell you about Stone Pony.
There's always vomit in those situations late night.
I did the sumo wrestling thing.
Did
once
you?
In a bar. Yeah, getting those big, ridiculous, you can't even move around in them. It's like a Bulls halftime act or timeout act, and we did this whole thing, and it was fun, but it did lead us to let loose just a little bit.
You've got to figure out, Spiegs, who the halftime performer is, because last year we found out it was Red Panda.
And Red Panda's down for the count. Right
I know,
now.
It's very upsetting.
So very sad.
Yeah,
so
but
sad.
Red Panda fell, and it was awful for our nation.
Yeah, so who the opening night halftime act?
Yeah, and last time they had to let us guess, and I guessed correctly.
Yeah. Here's a little nuance of something that's different at the United Center that I noticed. This is a really small thing, but we're all, sports geeks, so you'll enjoy this. The shot clock, they have a new design for the shot clock, whereas it used to just be a simple square, it is now a round circle. How about that?
I did see that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so it's like a square with like rounded off edges?
Something like that. That's what it would be. Yeah.
Yeah, a circle instead of a square for the clock itself.
I wonder what the thought process is on that. Does that make it pop to the eyes of the players more? I wonder if there's an issue.
Good question.
Or if it's just a style, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really sure, but Well, a little nuance.
I'll put that on the list to ask AK about.
Yeah, oh, for sure, for sure. Workshop that with Cody.
And I'm also going to ask AK about his college teammate, Danny Hurley. Was he a crazy person then as much as he's a crazy person now? The answer is probably yes.
That's a very good question.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Didn't you have that conversation with him in the suite
last year? I did, indeed. But let's have it on the air, shall
absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. Yes, no, yes, that is good. So you're good, Spiegs. You're good.
All right.
You're
good. Groats and Layla and Marshall, great show, guys. Good to see you. Here's what's going on our show. Kurt Warner going to be on at 3 o'clock. We'll talk about quarterbacking and Caleb and more. Later on, John Morosi, who was in Toronto last night, we'll talk about game 7 and the MLB playoffs. We have some NBA and Michael Jordan returns to your television conversation that we'll get to in the 4 o'clock hour. We can close a loop on a Caleb media story around 5 o'clock. When we come back, we'll start talking about Caleb and what Anthony Heron thinks was some greed that we saw from the young quarterback and why. We'll do that after Tanny's open next. Spiegel and Holmes getting rolling on 670 The Score.
This segment is sponsored by Benjamin Moore. Ready to refresh your home? Benjamin Moore offers premium paint in over 3,500 colors backed by unmatched quality and durability. Visit BenjaminMoore.com for a participating retailer near you. Benjamin Moore, official paint of the Chicago Cubs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.